Oh boy. I guess it's that time again, so we might as well get this business started. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins.
What? What's he doing?
It's time for Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm Tobe, your Beppa. Yes, you're a good baby. What did I say? It's 1930, Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. Dubious Goals Committee is starting right now.
Right now, huh? And yeah, hi. What are you doing?
And somebody is just sort of walking around here giving me the yowps. Brr, what? Do you want some kitty water? Do you want some fresh kitty water? Okay, we can give you some fresh kitty water for a thirsty kitty. We'll just get the kitty cup here, and we'll fill it up with some water all the way to the top, because that's how kitties like it. I dropped my stuff. Okay, there's some kitty water for you. Yeah, okay. So, now that we have that straightened out, oh, we can head downstairs here and see what's going on. And I tell you something, this is not shaping up to be a great day for me. Oy yaga. I am about 3 or 4 different kinds of messed up today. Both of my shoulders are messed up. My back, I thought it was going to give me a problem today, but it seems to be okay. I am drinking. Yeah, excuse me. I've got sinus problems today, massive, massive sinus problems today. I don't know how I'm going to get through this show. Maybe I'll just have to bail out and play a bunch of music or something. I don't know. Do I have any football or anything I need to watch today? Oh, and look what's on right now. This movie makes no damn sense to me. Spring Madness, starring Maureen O'Sullivan. When was this guy made? And when was this film made? It makes no sense because these two guys who are in college, Burgess Meredith being one of them, on screen right now, at the age of, I don't know. Yeah, remember Burgess Meredith? He's a real person. Not just a Batman actor. And he and Lou Ayers want to go to Russia. And when I say Russia, I mean the Soviet Union. And they're just, you know, yeah, we're going to go to this. How's that possible? Is this before the war? Is this after the war? Who can tell? Who can tell? But it matters not. Truly, it matters not. And what's on after this? Philadelphia Story again. Ugh. Oh, and then Without Love. Ugh, it's Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn Day again. Cannot tolerate that. So, yeah, I guess we're not watching any classic movies today. Maybe I'll have to watch some more anime or something. I watched something yesterday. It was okay. I didn't even bother finish watching it. Maybe I will watch the rest of the episodes today. Maybe I won't. I won't even bother to tell you the name of it, even though I can't really remember the name of it. What was that called? It does not matter. Basically, what we're doing right now is checking for football games, and here we go. On Channel 76, Unimas, we got Bundesliga, Bayern Munich, and Hoffenheim. Okay, when is that on? No, that's not on for another hour and 10 minutes. Okay, no problemo. And we also have it on English-speaking channels on Fox Sports 1. Okay, so I can watch my game in English or in Spanish. I'll probably watch it in Spanish, just so I can learn some more Spanish. Ooh, and the Great Train Robbery is on today. Starts in 4 minutes, 3 minutes. I haven't seen that in about a month. Maybe I'll watch it. It's on again tonight, too, at about 9:10. Oh, I do like The Great Train Robbery. It's one of the few Michael Crichton stories I can actually tolerate. And what's on this channel? Any interesting movies today? Nope. Nothing interesting at all. And what's the cat doing here? Pippa has come down and now she's getting excited. Yep. And she's sticking her face under the blankie. Just her face. Or are you going to get under the blankie and make a kitty cave? Do you need a kitty cave to hide in? Do you need a kitty cave to... What are you doing? She's smelling the blanket, but then she's sticking her face under it, and it looks like she kind of wants to attack the blanket, but she's not. Well, that's kitty business for you. That's some crazy, wacky kitty business for you. So, yeah, as usual, we just have a bunch of wacky cat business going down in this town. Oh, and yeah, we're not doing anything very exciting today, are we? No, we're not. It's a cold and very dismal day. It's below freezing, but, you know, it's not that cold. It's about 25 degrees. And it's gray and overcast, and the clouds are so thick overhead that it's practically dark. All right, now I'm going to move over here, and I'm just going to lift up the corner of this blankie. I'm going to lift up the corner of the blanket in front of... Yep, there she goes, and Pippa says, "Oh, what's in there? Is that a kitty cave for me?" Oh, she went halfway in. Her butt is sticking out, and there she goes. Now she's all the way under the blanket, except for her tail sticking out. She's trying to turn around. Okay, she's turning around. Is she going to sit down? What are you doing? You having fun in the blankie? Yes, isn't the new blanket just the funnest blanket ever? Yes, kitties think so. 1 out of 1 kitties agree that this blanket, this new blanket we have, is pretty fun. Yeah, and that's my next question. If it's so cold, then why did I wake up hot? That was unpleasant. Oh, yeah. I don't know. And I hate to break it to you, but I'm missing an episode of the Gilmore Girls right now. Rory runs to her grandparents' house after discovering Lorelai and Max are dating again. Lorelai discovers the truth behind Dean and Rory's breakup. Chick stuff. Yeah. So anyway, what am I doing? What am I concentrating on? Drinking tea. And it's good. Yep. Yeah, it's going to be one of those tea drinking days. I can just tell. I got an email from my friend Booper. this morning. Booper is in the Netherlands again. Booper is currently, I believe today he is in Amsterdam. And he's sending me messages about the interesting things that he's discovering there. One of the things he discovered is that they run in the Netherlands, there's a drink called Chocomel, which is essentially a chocolate milk drink, if you couldn't have guessed. And he has discovered that in the winter, they will run it through their, you know, milk steamers for their, you know, cappuccino machines, heat it up to make a hot beverage. And so he's enjoying that. And he's also enjoying Kinder eggs. Yes, I got a picture of an open, cracked open Kinder egg today with a minion in it. And he writes, the subject in the email was, Kinder surprise, not Kinder joy. Blah, blah, blah. And he wrote, kind must be the root word for child in Dutch. Must be similar in German. I wrote back, yeah. And the ER makes it plural. This is where we get the word kindergarten. So, Booper's over getting some education over there in Amsterdam while he drinks his steamed chocomel while eating Kinder eggs. Yeah, if you don't know, we can't get Kinder eggs in the United States. They are banned. They cannot be imported. Why? Because American children are too stupid to understand the concept that there's an toy inside the egg. You know, and in Kinder eggs, there's the capsule inside the egg. But American kids are so stupid that, you know, we're afraid that the kids will eat the egg and swallow the toy and choke to death. So we can't have Kinder eggs. Which I've, you know, complained about before. Because you can actually get some cool toys in Kinder eggs. I mean, when it's not stupid movie tie-in crap. The independent stuff is cool. The movie tie-ins, like everything else, are crap. It's like Legos. You can't buy Legos anymore. You have to buy, you know, Harry Potter Legos, or Star Wars Legos, or Jurassic Park Legos, or the French Lieutenant's Woman Legos, or... Oh, somebody kill me. I don't need any of my products to be tied in with a movie franchise. I really don't. We don't need that, do we, Peppa? Here comes Peppa. You're going to get back under that blankie? It's so fun, huh? Blankies sure are fun for kitties, aren't they? Yeah, they're so fun for a baby. Yeah, they're super fun. Kitties like to get on the blankie. You gonna get in the blankie? You gonna get on the blankie? Or you gonna get something weirder on the blankie? I don't know what the cat's doing. She's just sort of sitting here, sometimes looking at the blanket, sometimes looking at the TV. Do you want to watch TV, or do you want to get under the blankie and hide? Well, such a wacky cat. Such a wacky cat. Ow, my shoulder. And as I turn to YouTube on my TV, oh, look what I'm finding out. Abby has posted a new video in her red tracksuit, apparently. I didn't know tracksuits still existed. But apparently they're still very popular in Japan. Anyway, I watched this one channel that's put up by a woman named Abby Yanase. And she's this Japanese girl of indeterminate age. You know, she's not 16, she's not 18, she's probably in her 20s. She likes to build gunpla. And that's why I watch this. She might also, she has some sub channels too, and she might be into video games and or cosplay as well. Yeah, I think she's into cosplay because she did one of her Gundam building videos in costume, and she was dressed up as Asuka from Neon Genesis Evangelion. Pretty good costume, really good wig, etc. Well, so anyway, Abby has a new video. And there she is in her red tracksuit. She's holding up a Gunpla. I will have to watch that. I will have to watch that a little bit later. I'm glad it's on. Glad it's a new movie. I mean, a new video. Speaking of Gunpla videos, there's another one from P-Zero. I love the way this guy paints. And I'm going to watch some more of his videos just so I can sort of pick up some of his painting techniques. Oh, more from Japan. Here's Audrey and Kate, diary number 36. Good thing it's only 3 minutes and 18 seconds long. I'll watch that later. Yowza. Yeah, my arm is getting a little bit weird. My right arm. This can't be good. Oh, it looks like the Hurricanes won last night. Dang, that... Yowza, that makes me mad. Yeah, so I'm seeing results in the form of... highlights for Big Bash League. Faulkner the hero in Kane's win. KFC BBL8. That's not good. That means that the Scorchers lost. And I'm kind of a Scorchers fan. If I'm going to pick any team... yeah. I think secretly the Scorchers are my favorite Big Bash team. And, ooh, what's this I see over here? RG Full Armor Unicorn Gundam. P-Zero video. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that. I have been watching a lot of Gundam videos. Gunpla. How to build Gunpla. I don't understand anything these people are telling me because I do not speak Japanese, although I can recognize the occasional word and phrase here and there. But, yeah. I mean, but do you really need to speak the language if you're just watching a guy demonstrate something? You know, you're going to learn it anyway. Just watch. Watch and learn. Says the guy who's never studied in his life. I am enjoying this tea. And that's the problem. This is something I rant about a lot, but I'm going to go off on it again today real quick. I don't study, and I don't recommend anybody study. If you're in school, don't study. Just learn. Because when you study, you don't learn. And if you don't know what I mean, take the simple test. Find somebody you know who had to study in school. Somebody who studied in school and felt like they needed to study. And now give them a 7th grade math problem. They can't do it, can they? No. That's because they studied instead of learning. Instead of learning how to do the math problem, they just studied the night before the test and, you know, tried to memorize as much stuff as they possibly could. Then they took the test and they may have passed. They might have even gotten a good grade. But they didn't learn. They did not learn the material, and now, X years later, they can't do the thing that they supposedly learned because they studied. Yeah, that's what you get. That's why you need to watch and learn and not, you know, talk to your friends and then have to study later. It's just that simple, kids. Tobes' tricks to hacking life. Just go ahead and learn. Don't bother studying. Just go ahead and learn. It will serve you better in life. Uh-oh, and now I'm finding some more gunpla videos I need to be watching. I don't know what they're talking about here, but they're having some kind of panel discussion about that one... What is that one called? I can't remember. That's the one thing about gunpla. Because I don't watch the source material, I'm not that familiar with the various shows and universes of Mobile Suit Gundam. But I love the models. And so, although I can recognize some of the models, I do not know their names, etc., etc. And I feel kind of bad. Do I need to be watching a lot of Mobile Suit Gundam so I can learn the names of all these things? But yeah, this one that chick is holding, God, I watched a guy, who was that? Tac S. I watched him paint this model last night, and he painted it black, and then, oh my God, then he went over it with a metallic purple, and then some pearl, and then he went candy purple over the top of everything. And it was one of the most unbelievable things I've ever seen. It's like, dude, that is nice paint job. And then, of course, you know, he did a couple of ceiling coats and stuff and polished it up. I mean, we are talking a very, very professional paint job. It's just really, really unbelievably good. Really nice. Beautiful. And I learned a lot of interesting tips and tricks watching that video. Man, that finish was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he painted that same model. What is that called? That's not... It's not the Sasaki. That's the... It's something weird, like Quebly. The Quebly something. Man, I love that thing. That thing is cool. So yeah, that's what I'm probably going to do today. I will watch Gundam videos, Gunpla videos. I'm going to be watching lots of Gunpla today. And I'm going to watch some anime. What do I feel like watching today? Do I want to watch some crazy high school rom-coms where they switch bodies and there's weird magic and maybe somebody turns into a bear? Because that very commonly happens in these series. But maybe I should just watch some Lupin today. Do I want to watch Lupin? Maybe I do. I don't know. Oh, and here's some more music videos being suggested for me, including a lot of Buckethead. Buckethead. I do not know what to think of Buckethead. I'm a little late to the Buckethead craze. I remember hearing about Buckethead some time ago. My friend Doug was telling me about Buckethead. Well, it's a long story. One of our mutual friends fell off a roof, broke his back. He's okay. I mean, we're trying to think of new names, nicknames for him, because we call him, you know, silicon-controlled rectifier and stuff like that. And Doug said, how about Bucket Ass? Because apparently our friend either sat on or there was a bucket involved in this accident. And I was like, Bucket Ass? Well, maybe. I don't get it. He's like, well, you know, like Buckethead, because this guy's also a musician. I'm like, what? And I said, well, what is Buckethead? And he had to explain to me, oh, Buckethead is this guitar player. And this is some time ago. This is 15 or 20 years ago now. Jeez.
And so Doug had to explain to me who Buckethead was. But I didn't really see any Buckethead or anything until recently, within the last couple years. And it's only been within the last month or so that I've been paying any attention to this guy. And yeah, he's a really incredible guitar player. Just so technically skilled and just has such a great command of the fretboard, and he has some really cool ideas, and he does some really neat stuff on the guitar. And the guy is also a little bit wacky. And you know how much I love wacky people. After all, he's called Buckethead because he's wearing a Kentucky Fried Chicken bucket on his head. He also wears a mask, so we don't know what the guy looks like. And he does some really wacky, crazy stuff on stage. But most importantly, he is a decent guitar player. And I've been watching a few things, and it's like, wow. The proficiency of this guy. And the ease with which he just does everything. This is a guy who makes guitar playing look easy. Which it is. But what I'm trying to say is he makes the difficult parts of playing guitar look easy. You know, it's inspiring in a way, but it's also sort of strangely depressing because you think, oh, I will never be able to play guitar that well. Because, well, I don't want to spend 6 hours a day or more playing guitar. I've got a lot of other stuff to do, including chicks. So, you know, what are you going to do? Man, I got to not... What am I doing that's bothering my shoulder? I think I need to sit in a different position. Everything is sore today. What is my problem? I'm going to need to... do something. I don't know what. Do I need to go to the hospital? I don't think so. What's happening to me? What the hell is wrong with my arms? You know, the latest theory is it's something to do with sleeping. And now that I can't sleep on my left side because of my shoulder, I've been trying to sleep on my right side. And I have a feeling that's messing my shoulder up on that side. Everything's a nightmare. What am I doing? I'm not getting very good sleep, but am I caring anymore? I don't know. Oh, there's a new Bandmade video. Oh, I better watch that later too. A song called Bubble. I kind of like Bandmade. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you know, just Google Bandmade. It's a Japanese band. It's all girls. They wear maid uniforms or costumes because they are not really maids. They are musicians. Yada, yada, yada. So, I don't know. Now, can I wrap this up yet? I've got Gunpla to watch. Yeah, excellent. Okay, here we go. You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I got to get out of here. I got videos to watch. I got food to eat. I need pain stuff. Bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.